This is a self-recording for posterity, for memory. Yes, for memory. It is March 11th in the year 2120. For nearly 2 years, my team and I have been preparing for the grand remembrance ceremonies that are taking place on continents across the globe this spring. As we remember the pandemic of 2020, we shine the bright light of the present on the ghostly beam of the theater of that time. We have been on the hunt for the hard drives and the cloud servers of those dark days to unearth the performances that, in one single week of massive shutdown, pivoted from live auditoriums to the nebulous airspace of ones and zeros. On one rusted server, we jiggled wires and wiggled hardware, and we found the lost theater of 2020. Performers, writers, directors, and designers, no longer collaborators in the same room, reached with their very souls through the green pinpoints of light at the tops of their screens. Could theater earn its name without the acoustic curves of the proscenium arch or the vanishing walls of the black box? Without the ritual of gathering together in the same room, could theater exist at all? Now, with these unearthed recordings, you can be the judge. What do we make of this online playmaking? And how does it continue to shape and change the theater as we know it today? I digress in my musings, but I do wonder how the theater of today would be different without that one pivotal year of sudden and dramatic change. It was in one of those cemeteries of the forgotten where we uncovered a certain cloud server, and on that cloud server, a certain recording. Only some parts of it survive. Too much decay around certain microchips. Some bytes are lost, yes, but some bytes have been found. The recording that we present to you are the parts that survive. It is the Pepperdine University production of The Cherry Orchard. Beautiful play. My favorite play. Perfect play. Is it a tragedy or a comedy? We still don't know. By Anton Chekhov, so ironic, yes, that he died of a disease that struck the lungs. Adapted by Tom Stoppard, a British playwright, so funny here, with this nearly perfect adaptation, so apt. Designed by Jonathan Snipes, directed by Hollis Starr, no idea who she is, with Nate Bartoshuk, Sam Brock, Skylar Brown, Morris Chen, Quinn Conrad, Alyssa Croslin, Julian Duncan, Sarah Ekman, Dawson Foster, Joshua Fredenberg, Viola Hutchinson, Brykel Killingsworth, Clayton Mattingly, Chase Perry, and Indy Wilson, all of whom, whether they became household names or not, perhaps inspired by the adversity of that year, went on to make significant contributions to the art form of theater. We theater lovers of 2120 are forever indebted to their perseverance, their grit, and to their artistic spirit. Listen to these surviving pieces, please. The reassembled patchwork of their shared creative dream. And imagine, what exactly was the theater of COVID-19? Did the theater vanish for a time? Is this theater? Is this the Cherry Orchard?